seconds.
How are you? I'm so sorry about Jamie. Oh, that must have been tough. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Atkins.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Loving Creator, eternal friend, in this new year, grant us an ease to breathe deeply of this moment, this light, this miracle of now. Beneath the din and fury of great movements and harsh news and urgent crises, make us attentive still to good news, to small occasions, and the grace of what is possible for us to be, to do, to give, to receive, that we may miss neither our neighbor's gift nor our enemy's need. Precious God, grant us the eyes to see with the one who saw signs of your kingdom in salt and yeast, in pearls and seeds, in travelers and tax collectors, in foreigners and fishermen, that today we may follow your call in justice and joy. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, without objection, we will move to adjourn in memory. Senator De Leon, you are recognized. Senator De Leon.
Thank you much, Madam President. Colleagues, I rise with a heavy heart to honor the memory of one of our own, Sergeant at Arms Jamie Deasy. Jamie passed away on December 28th from complications of stomach cancer. Jamie was a friend, and she was a protector to each and every one of us on the Senate floor, Democrat and Republican alike. She was very kind, she was very professional, and she was deeply committed to this institution. But more importantly, she was a mother, she was a daughter, a sister, a friend, and a partner, taken away from her family and loved ones, as we all know, as we can see in the picture, way far too soon. Jamie grew up in Belfair, Washington, a small town in northern Washington state on the Hood Canal. Her adventurous spirit brought her here to Sacramento back in 1990, soon after graduating from high school. Then she went on to Cal State Sacramento, here locally, and got a degree in criminal justice back in 1998. And almost immediately, she began working in the Capitol for the Assembly Sergeant of Arms. In 2002, for very good fortune, she joined the Senate Sergeant at Arms, and she served with integrity, with positivity, with dedication, distinction, as well as an incredible sense of professionalism. I know personally because Jamie would sometimes pick me up and she would drive me around here in the state capitol. In those 15 years, she went out of her way to lend a helping hand and to care for our members, our staff, as well as our visitors, including serving as an EMT, an emergency medical technician for the Senate. Loved ones say that that's just who she was, endless compassion and caring. Throughout her life, she was always the caretaker in the family, putting the needs of others before her own. Sergeant at Arms, our own sergeant, our own Senate Sergeant at Arms, Jamie Deasy is survived by her sister, Jennifer, her brothers, Mike and John, and her beloved son, 12 years of age, Stephen. I also want to give a very deep recognition to one of our own here, another friend of ours, another protector of ours, and he's someone who's on my detail, and that is Sergeant Jeremiah Wadenberger, who was by Jamie's side through thick and thin, until the very end. We hold you in our hearts. May Jamie rest in peace, and may her loved ones find comfort in her memory. I know she'll be deeply, deeply missed. Colleagues, please join me in adjourning in the memory of Jamie Deasy.
Senator Bates.
Thank you, Madam President. On behalf of the Republican caucus, I think today we don't identify ourselves as Republicans and Democrats, but a family who has lost a very, very, very dear member, someone who devoted her life to making ours better while we served in this incredible institution. Dearly missed is probably an understatement for how we all feel today, how we have that lump in our throat, that ache in our heart, not only for Jamie, but for her family who's lost a dear loved one, a child who's lost a mother. Let us remember the most important things in our lives, certainly our family, our faith, our friendship, and I think our call to duty, our attempt here in this house to honor the kinds of people that Jamie represents out there who depend on us for fairness, for justice, for love and caring here, each one of us for another. So I join my colleague, all of you, in expressing our deepest sympathy to her family and to each and every one of us who suffer today as we remember the loss of this dear, dear loved one. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? I will miss my companion, one of the few times that I was taller than the sergeant who stood next to me here as I presided. I know we all feel a deep loss, our condolences to her family, and if we could have a moment of silence. Thank you all. Thank you, Senator Bates. Thank you, Senator De Leon. Senator De Leon, for what purpose?
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, I'd like to ask for a Democratic caucus.
Democratic caucus? In the Maddie Lounge. Senator Bates, for what purpose?
call for a Republican caucus in the Cox Lounge. Thank
Republican
you.
Republican caucus in the Cox Lounge. The Democratic caucus has concluded. All members, please come back to the Senate floor. All members to the Senate floor. Colleagues, we are back in session under announcements. Senator Mendoza.
Dear colleagues, I have a message I want to give to you. I wanted to just come up. I know there's been a lot of discussion of everything that's been going on, and I had some feedback with my colleagues on the Senate side, on the Democratic side, that they really want me to give the opportunity of this investigation to continue moving forward. I understand that. I do appreciate their feedback, and they feel it's better if I just step back a little bit. And I thought that to accommodate that and to take away any type of appearance of impropriety or any type of appearance of giving any type of special influence, I have decided that I will take a leave of absence for this month of January to allow the investigation to move forward. And hopefully it'll be expedited, or not expedited, at least start soon, because I'm still waiting for it, and be done by the end of the month. I will return on February the 1st. And some of those terms that I will still work out with the pro tem's office as far as my leave is concerned to make sure I continue to do what I can for my constituents. But I will take my leave now to the end of the month. Unless the investigation concludes earlier, then I'll be back sooner, which I'm really hoping that it will. So with that, I just want to make that announcement that I would be taking my leave for this month only and return on February the 1st with the hopes that this investigation will be done sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam President, colleagues from both sides of the aisle, both Democrats as well as Republicans. We have heard the announcement from Senator Tony Mendoza with regards to the pending investigation, his leave of absence. I'd like to adjourn. So with that, we will reconvene tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. We are adjourned. We will convene tomorrow at 9 a.m.